The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Remember in last week's gospel, the young man came to Jesus and said, "I have followed all of your teachings. I followed all of the commandments." And Jesus thought very highly of the young man, and he said, "You've done everything the way you should. You only need to do one more thing." And when he was asked what he needed to do, he told him, "Take everything that you have, all of your possessions, and sell them and give them to the poor." And at that point, the young man went away distraught because he had accumulated a lot of things. Well, I found at this point in my life that all the stuff that I have accumulated, I can't sell. I can't hardly give it away. So I've got stuff in my attic that's been there in the same box since 1985. I'm sure it's something that I don't need. But who would want to buy that? Who would want to take that? I don't even know what I have. There's so much stuff packed away in closets, under the bed, in the storage building, who knows where, out in the garage or up in the attic. The young man dropped the ball. When I started umpiring years ago, I really enjoyed it, but not as much as I do now. I go to these clinics, and we have these professional umpires come in, and they told us a couple months ago, they said, "Did you know that on every pitched baseball, there are over 1 million scenarios that can happen? Over a million. Okay, I've got a lot of books, there's a lot of different things, but I didn't think that there were a million. But they assured us that there's over 1 million different things that can happen. So the chances of dropping that ball or not making the play are quite possible. It's like when Pete Rose, you know, years ago became the hitting champion, you know, got ahead of Ty Cobb, thought, "I have got my place. I have a place and the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose, God rest his soul, passed away a little over a week ago, banished from the Hall of Fame. He didn't get his seat at the right hand or the left hand. He didn't get a seat at all. He may never get one. And like James and John, they didn't know what they were asking Jesus to do when they said, set one of us at your right and one of us at your left. They had no idea. They just didn't understand at that point that we, all of us, the disciples, Jesus himself, are here to serve. And that is how we make our mark so that we may get into heaven. It's not by what we accumulate, may not be by what we sell and give to the poor, but it's what we do for one another and for other people that we make our mark. Occasionally I'll do something for somebody and they'll say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I always say something nice about me at my funeral. I know it won't happen. And there may only be a couple of them, but I always say that. Just say something nice about me at my funeral. But, you know, so often we don't understand the dangers of that ambition that we want. James and John, they wanted to be at the right hand and the left hand. They said they could drink the same cup, go through the same baptism. They didn't realize that Jesus was on his way to be tortured and crucified and to die. And that would happen to one of them, and the other would be exiled for his life. So we need to think about these things. You know, Jesus came to serve everyone. And we should not worry so much about who's going to be on his left and who's going to be on his right. They thought that he was going to go in and overthrow Caesar, and the three of them, James, John, and Jesus, would rule. They would be over everyone else. But that's not the way it happens. We are here to serve one another, not to rule over people. There's a story that I'd read about the Second Vatican Council. And after the Second Vatican Council, the cardinals, the bishops, and the priests, they decided to get together and discuss everything that had happened and what they needed to do and how they had to go about it. They said that this group spent the first 8 days just deciding on who would sit where at the table. 8 days they spent deciding how high up you were and how close to the head of the table you would sit. And I would think it would start with the cardinals and then the bishops and then the priests, you know, in that pecking order, I don't know. But 8 days, and that's how they would sit when they were in chapel and when they were at dinner. Kind of odd, don't you think? It's just like, I'd just be happy to get in and get a seat. I wouldn't care where it was. But they spent that much time just deciding on where they would sit. True servant, we don't care where we sit. We can sit in the front row. We can sit in the back row. We can take our child and go to the cry room. It doesn't matter. We're all servants here. And that's what we do. And you may not even realize how much of that service you do for other people. You know, it may be just something as simple as saying, hello, how are you, when they come in. Holding the door when they go out. Something simple. Just acknowledging that that person is there. And that gives them a value. So those are the things that we need to do. Rank? There's no rank with us. What is it you used to call us? We're all Genzels. I mean, we're all just regular people trying to do our job, trying to get by, and trying to please Christ. That's what we are trying to do. That's what we want to do here. I know here of late there's been many times that I know I should be serving a little bit better, doing a little bit more, but I feel like I'm failing miserably and not doing all the things that I should do. And I need to remember that when when we're serving other people, Christ is right there with us. And that's the important thing. That's the most important thing, is service and how much we do and what we do. That, they say, is what's going to get us into heaven. It's not how much stuff I have in my storage building or my pool building or up in the attic that I'm afraid to go up there and even look at it, but how much service we are to others. And a funny thing, I got this in the mail the other day. I think it's great. It says, "Sorry, it's your problem now. I'm dead." Now, how cool is that? But you go in here, and it's got a page for everything you can think of, almost. You know, you can put all your passwords in there. You can put your bank accounts in there, who you want your house to go to, who gets your car, who gets all of that junk that you could not get rid of in your lifetime. Who gets all of that? Where's it going to go? What's going to happen to it? It's all in here, except for one thing. And this, to me, is the most important thing. And it's not even mentioned in here. And that's the last four things. The last four things are not mentioned in here. Does everybody know what the last four things are? Death, judgment, heaven, or hell. That's not in this book. We're going to have to take care of that long before this book is ever seen by anyone. Our death, well, should have preceded in us doing as much as we can for other people, especially our family. Seems like we can neglect our family because they're so close to us. We'll neglect our family a little bit and go out and do for other people. Family, they're stuck with me. They're not going anywhere, and I dang sure am not. But the judgment, that was one thing the umpires told us. Got a million different things that can happen, but you know what it comes down to? Comes down to your judgment. So this, after we die, it will be Christ's judgment if we have lived a good life, if we have been servants to all the people like he wanted us to be. That's his judgment. That'll be the judgment on us. And then decides which way we're going to go from there. Heaven or hell. Something that we don't think about much. But very honestly, it's one of the things I think about a lot as I'm getting older, is if I have done the things that I need to do and helped the people I need to help. So in the very end, no matter what we do or how we do it or who we do it for, it all comes down to a judgment call made by Christ.